The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Now Jesus came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to everything he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and she said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left all the work to me and I have to do it by myself? Then tell her she should help me." But he said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but only one thing is needful. Mary has chosen the better part, and it shall not be taken from her." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Our friend Lori Hansen today is leading Word for Children, so all the children who want to go have a special story, and to hear the story of Mary and Martha from the Spark Bible should go with her. They're going to be right out here in the pink chairs in the narthex. You can actually see them the whole time through these windows. The story today is about our friend Andrew, who is overscheduled. Overscheduled Andrew. I think I need to go there. Actually, I read the story ahead of time, and I learned a lot about how I function from Andrew. Grace and peace be to you this morning from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, and from the indwelling Holy Spirit. Amen, and thanks be to God. For today's sermon, I need a couple of volunteers. You have to be willing to stand in front of everyone. Matthew and Matt, perfect, I love it. Come on up. Matthew and Matt. You're going to come right behind here. And just kind of stand next to each other behind there. I'm doing a little name change for you this morning. Maybe I have to lean it up against here. This is kind of flimsy. I don't know. You get the idea. You know who Matt is. So for those of you who haven't met these guys, this is Mary and Martha. Actually, Matthew and Matt. And you're going to need this. So for Mary, only one thing was needful. So just if you can just hold that right over your pie plate when the time's right. Look at me, I'm kind of nervous. For Martha, more than one thing was needful. You're really going to have to hold that over the pie plate. I asked Nijic to come and take some pictures. The reason is that we post our sermons online, and people online can't see this, so we'll post a picture of you. And if you don't want your picture on the internet, she can just take it like of this part. So we can fix that. But if you're okay, then we know, okay, it's all good. So this sermon, actually, you don't need to be looking at me. You need to be looking at Mary and Martha, so I'm just going to go back here and talk to you while we're looking at them. If you let these candles represent how we treat what's important to us, Mary was pretty clear that, or Jesus was pretty clear that only one thing was needful for Mary, and the text tells us that that thing was to sit at Jesus' feet and listen to everything that he was saying. But Martha evidently had more than one thing needful. It doesn't mean that listening to Jesus wasn't needful for her, and I kind of want to redeem her a bit, because we who've heard this story many, many times often think of Martha as somebody who's running around doing a bunch of stuff like a chicken with her head cut off, and that maybe she had life all wrong. But I would like to suggest that she actually understood that listening to Jesus was really important. Her downfall was that when he came into her house, she thought that serving him was just as important. And I think that's the trap that we fall into. We certainly understand that listening to Jesus and what he has to say for our lives is important, But then we kind of get caught up in this, how do I serve the Lord thing? And the how do I serve the Lord thing can actually use all of our energy and all of our fuel. So just like a candle that's burning at both ends, we don't have the fuel for either thing. The scripture is really interesting. When Martha comes and says, make her help me, Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you're worried and distracted about so many things. How many of us are worried and distracted by so many things? Especially given the week that we've had. The murder of a mother and her young daughter here in Calgary. This tragedy in Nice, this terrorist attack on Bastille Day. How many, let's just see a show of hands, how many of you are worried and distracted about many things, including the state of the world and what's going on? It doesn't mean that you're not also clinging to the Word of God. But this text would suggest that if we take Mary's better part and sit at the feet of Jesus, that perhaps the things that we're worried and distracted about take care of themselves. How's it going, Martha? We can't see your thing. Is stuff dripping in the pan? Yeah. Oh, Mary. I love it. I love it. I love it. You have really good impulse, too, Mary. Like, if you forget, can you just do that again? Like, sometimes we forget who the Lord is, blow out our own candle, no source. Mary immediately reaches over to her sister and grabs the light of the Word of God from her sister. I love it. How do you know you didn't grab the worried and distracted end? Imagine your life completely sourced by Jesus and by the Word of God. Completely 100% sourced. I was at camp this week and they have some young people, kind of early high school age, and they have them serving in the cabin groups kind of as helpers to the real counselors. So they're kind of in training to become counselors. But at some point during the week, they have to do a devotion for all their campers. And so they have to pick a theme from their life in some way that the Word of God has sourced their life, and then share this little experience from their life with the scripture, share that with their campers. In 201, they all came to me and said, do you know where to find a text about when you're worried about too much stuff and then the things kind of take care of themselves? Or do you know where to find the text where it says all the bad things in your life work together for good things? Or do you know where to find the text where it says if I just keep pressing ahead, I can forget everything that happened before? And I was amazed because every single time I said, yes, I know exactly where that text is. And I turned to the story of Mary and Martha, and I turned to Philippians, and I turned to Romans. And in the process of doing that, I realized for myself, I'm living a life completely sourced by the Word of God. It isn't that I sat down and sat out to memorize the Word. It's that at some point in my life, I decided that I needed to choose the better part. So I started having daily devotions. And I started looking at the things in my life and referencing them back to the scripture. Where has this happened to people before? And where has it happened in scripture? And I started to study and make connections between what's going on in the world around me and what was going on in the text. You know, when you do that, it isn't that you stop doing things. In fact, people who know me know that I'm one of the busiest people on the planet. And I woke up this morning and said, this is kind of like the pot calling the kettle black, because I'm more like Martha than like Mary. I'm more running around and distracted and worried about many things. But it actually isn't that way. It only looks that way to people on the outside. See, what's going on with me is that I used to be a lot like this, but then I made that stuff I was doing less important. And I started to source my life from the Word of God. Can you guys hold your candles up next to each other and show how, like, one is a lot shorter than the other, right? As long as your candle is still burning, you've got time. If you're burning the candle at both ends for too long, essentially you get burned. But as long as your candle's still burning, you have time to reprioritize. It doesn't mean you stop doing things. What it means is that the things that you do begin to be sourced from sitting at the feet of Jesus. It means that when things in the world begin to worry you and trouble you, you can go back to the source of the Word of God, life and hope for the world, and put the troubles of the world in proper context. When you're sourcing your life from the Word of God, God actually tells you meaningful, hopeful, impactful things to do in the world. Do you know how it is for me now? Is I have this little voice in my head, and I call it the idea box. And the idea box, it's like the lid is always open on that thing, and that little voice is always talking out of that box. You should do this, you should do that. Oh my gosh, it would be really great if church did this, and blah, blah, blah. You know, it just never shuts up. Imagine living with me. Usually in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I roll over and I say to Phil, you know what would be a great idea for Blast? He's stopped saying this, but in the beginning, he used to roll over and say, oh my God, have you been doing that all night? The answer is yes, but they're ideas and life flowing from a life sourced by God and by God's word. It seems to me that Mary and Martha point out to us the opportunity that we have to sit at the feet of Jesus, to learn from the Master. Jesus dealt with suffering and oppression and tyranny, with illness and disease, with demons, with conflict and attack, with distraction, with hunger, with homelessness. But he sourced his life from the Word of God, and everything that he did, there seemed to flow a calm out of him to deal with the issue of the day. May it be so with us. Are you willing to sit at the feet of Jesus in the midst of everything that's going on, to calm your Martha down and put out that fire of doing and worry, and sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to Jesus for what he might have to offer for this day and its challenges? Let us pray. Good and gracious God, bless our lives. Bless the challenges and the worries and the distractions that we face. And help us to source our lives from something more solid and strong, from something lovely and good and joyful, so that as we move forward, it's you that is giving our direction and our action, and you that's calming our fears and our nerves. Give us your peace and your wisdom and your teaching, that they might be blessings to us now and evermore, growing in strength and solid foundation, beneath us, around us, behind us, and before us, all the days of our lives. Amen. Can you guys kind of plant these, like drip some wax and plant it in there? You know what I mean? And then we'll set them in front. Yeah, but you're an engineer. You can handle it. He said his base isn't straight, and I said it's not level, but he's an engineer. He can handle it. Let's give Mary and Martha a hand. Yeah, let's just leave them where they are because they're going to, we'll just work around them. Fantastic. Thanks very much, you guys.